This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day and spending it right here with us. But you are getting some of the greatest music of all time. Plus, we give you a little look at our lives from days gone by. And something special today, our entire show is dedicated to the second weekend of May in 1945. That's right, we're commemorating the 80th anniversary of VE Day. And, of course, we're playing the most popular records from that week, as determined by Billboard's retail sales chart. And we resume our climb to number one with song number 6. Here are the Pied Pipers. Record number 6 this week in 1945, Dream by the Pied Pipers. That was the number one record on radio the previous weekend. That was their only number one by themselves. They did appear on other number one songs, but as backup singers. In fact, there's one a little further up the countdown that we'll get to. But the quartet consisted of Clark Yoakam, Chuck Lowry, Hal Hopper, and the lady in the group, June Hutton. All right, a change of pace as we move into the top five from this weekend 80 years ago. Here's Spike Jonze and his City Slickers. Featuring vocals by Red Engel, this is Chloe.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
He didn't say.
No reply. Nightshade's fallen. Hear him sigh.
Old bat!
Empty spaces and meaty eyes.
He's a crying through the black of night. I gotta go where you are.
Whether it's here or whether it's there, I wanna be there wherever you are.
If it's wrong, all right, I gotta go where you are.
Hello, Chloe, what are you knowing?
I just got back from a vaudeville showing.
I roam through the dismal swampland, searching for you. Cause if you are lost there, let me be that.
3, 4, 1.
And through that smoke and flame, I've got to go where you are.
Thunder, lightning, shower, snow, when I hear the call, I gotta go!
For no place can be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. And if you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I got to go where you are.
Ha-ha, I'm gonna find you, my pretty baby.
Love is calling me.
Hello? You don't say. You don't say.
Who was it?
Same guy.
I've got to go where you
Spike Jonze and his City Slickers with their demented version of Chloe featuring Red Engel. That's their third top 10 single, and it was at its peak of number 5 this very day in 1945. And in a few weeks, Spike Jonze would have his first radio show. He'd be the summer replacement for Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Well, speaking of radio, let's see what was coming over the airwaves here 80 years ago. Well, in the mornings, we listen to The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil, and then Breakfast in Hollywood with Tom Brenneman. That was on the Blue Network, which would become ABC in June of 45. Then, of course, the soap operas Ma Perkins ran on both CBS and NBC, so it was by far the biggest daytime drama, although individually, the highest-rated soap was When a Girl Marries. Late afternoons, the kids had Jack Armstrong. Mutual's top show was Sunday Afternoon and The Shadow. And then in prime time, CBS had Monday Night with George Burns and Gracie Allen, followed by the Lux Radio Theater, and then the Lady Esther Screen Guild Theater. But just about everything else was dominated by NBC. Sundays, Jack Benny, Bergen and McCarthy, and Walter Winchell. Wednesday, Eddie Cantor, Mr. District Attorney, and Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. Thursday, Bing Crosby, Joan Davis, and Abbott and Costello. But by far the biggest two shows were Tuesday Night, Fibber McGee and Molly, and number one, Bob Hope. And more often than not, Bob did his show from a remote location, mainly entertaining the troops. He was always at a military base, a hospital, even a car production plant. Here he is from the Samson Naval Training Station in Seneca Lake, New York.
I came up here by way of Buffalo. It's a lot better than taking the train. And I did come up here on the train. I'm not saying it was old, but every 3 miles I had to stop the train while the fireman got off and chop more wood for the engine. I asked the conductor why they couldn't get the train to go any faster than 15 miles an hour, and he said, "We'll do better at the next stop. We're putting on an engine there." It was so slow, I jumped off and mailed a letter to California and had an answer waiting for me in the next town. I can't say how slow the train was, but when we pulled into Geneva, Paul Revere jumped out and yelled, "The British are coming! The British!"
Bob Hope and the Pepsodent Program, the number one radio show in 1945. Now, as we get back to the countdown this weekend, the band leader at number 4 would become Bob Hope's musical director in 1947. It's Les Brown. And boy, did he have a smash this weekend, featuring Doris Day, Sentimental Journey.
Thank you.
gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
Les Brown's Orchestra with Doris Day, Sentimental Journey, at number 4 this week in 1945, headed up to number 1 for a 9-week stay, and appropriately, it would be the only record to be in the top 10 of the Billboard retail sales chart on both VE Day and VJ Day. We're checking out May of 1945 on today's show, and time now for the Broadway beat, and boy, there are a lot of shows playing and a lot of good ones too. Such as Agatha Christie's Ten Little Indians. There's Anna Lucasta starring Hilda Sims. I Remember Mama had Joan Tetzel, and also the Broadway debut for Marlon Brando. There was Frederick March in A Bell for Adonno. The Glass Menagerie catapulted Tennessee Williams to fame. That featured Lorette Taylor. And Kiss and Tell was still running after 900 performances, starring Joan Caulfield and Judith Parrish. For comedy, Voice of the Turtle with Audrey Christie and Margaret Sullivan. Harvey has Frank Fay. And Life with Father, starring Howard Lindsay, it began in 1939. Now at 2,300 performances, it would run till 47 and become the longest-running non-musical in Broadway history. And then the musicals, Song of Norway with Lawrence Brooks, Oklahoma was still going strong, Alfred Drake and Joan Roberts, Bloomer Girls has Celeste Holm, On the Town with Nancy Walker, Follow the Girls has Jackie Gleason, Laughing Room Only, Ole Olsen, Chick Johnson, and Betty Garrett. The new smash on Broadway, less than a month old, was Carousel, starring John Raitt, Jan Clayton, and Gene Darling. And also new this season, Up in Central Park, with Noah Berry, Betty Bruce, and Wilbur Evans, featuring the songs of Herbert and Dorothy Fields. And one of those songs just made the chart this week, played by Benny Goodman's orchestra and sung by Jane Harvey, Close as Pages in a Book.
We'll be close as pages in a book, my love and I. So close we can share a single look, share every sigh. So close that before I hear your laugh, my laugh breaks through. And when a tear starts to my eyes grow misty too. Our dreams won't go tumbling to the ground. We'll hold them fast, darling, as the strongest book is bound. We're bound to last. Your
Thank you.
From the Broadway musical, Up in Central Park, Close as Pages in a Book. That's the Benny Goodman Orchestra featuring Jane Harvey. That was debuting on the Disc Jockey chart this weekend, and it would climb to number 11. A memory from May of 1945, which we're listening to today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 80 years to the second weekend of May in 1945. And we're up to number 3 on the countdown from that weekend with Vaughn Monroe. There, I've said it again.
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when.
Again.
Vaughn Monroe first made the popular music charts in 1940. 5 years later, he would finally get his first number one with that record, There I've Said It Again. That was the most played song on radio this weekend in 45, and it would hold that spot for 6 weeks. The 33-year-old Akron, Ohio native Vaughn Monroe was accompanied by the Norton Sisters. And now it's time for sports from this week in 1945. The NHL had just recently finished up. Montreal dominated the regular season, but the Canadiens lost to Toronto in the playoffs. In the finals, the Maple Leafs jumped out to a 3-0 lead on the Red Wings, but Detroit rallied to win the next three to force Game 7, and Toronto pulled it out in the finale 2-1 as Babe Pratt scored the game winner. Well, with the war in Europe coming to a close, the Kentucky Derby was moved to June, and Hoop Jr. won the Roses by a comfortable margin with Eddie Arcaro in the saddle. And the baseball season was underway. Many of the players were still away in service. And the majors had a one-arm player. Amputee Pete Gray played 77 games with the Browns and batted .218. To the standings, the Tigers would hold off Washington coming down the stretch. The Tigers were up 2.5 on August 17th. They'd never lead by more than that in the final 6 weeks of the season, but they also never gave up the lead. Quite a nail-biter coming down the stretch. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Cubs bested the Cardinals to win the pennant. And even though the Cubs won 10 more games than Detroit, the Tigers won the World Series in 7. Well, as we get back to our record collection from this weekend in 1945, a lot of songs have Dream or Dreams in the title. And here are the Charlie Spivak Orchestra with vocals by Irene Day, updated a tune from the 20s, Sweetheart of All My Dreams. Sweetheart of All My Dreams was the very first hit for Rudy Valli in 1929, but the song was used in the 1944 film 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. And in the spring of 45, it became a minor hit for the Charlie Spivak Orchestra, making it to number 16 on the radio airplay chart, and it featured the vocals of his new girl singer, Irene Day. Well, we haven't done our grocery shopping, so let's head down to the market this weekend in May of 1945. A loaf of bread is going for 5 cents. A dozen eggs, 49 cents. Maxwell House is 30 cents for a 1 pound jar. Now we get the milk delivered, that's 15 cents a quart. And how about this, Ranger Joe Wheat Honeys. That was the first pre-sweetened cereal. They found out that kids would add sugar to their puffed wheat, too much sugar, so they came out with a sugared cereal. And it came in a bag, 2 for 23 cents this weekend. Alright, grab some Ritz crackers. An 8-ounce pack is 13 cents. To the produce, carrots, 19 cents for 2 bunches. Bananas are 7.5 cents a pound. I don't know how you calculate a half a cent, but I see the ad right there, 7.5 cents. Pineapples, 2 for 50 cents, 29 cents a pound for tomatoes. Sausage was 37 cents a pound, 48 cents for a pound of butter. Pillsbury flour, 27 cents for a 5-pound bag. A bar of Swan soap was 12 cents, and for a quarter you could get a large box of Rinso.
Rinso white.
For a wash that's white as it can be. Rinso white.
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Yes, Rinso keeps your colors bright. Gets out more dirt for a wash so white. Here's great advice, you can't go wrong.
Rinso white.
Rinso bright. Happy little wash day song.
Thanks, jingle singers. Let's get back to the music this week in 1945. Here's a brand new one from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Poor Little Rhode Island. Guy Lombardo, the Royal Canadians, and Stuart Foster on the vocals there, Poor Little Rhode Island. The song was written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, believe it or not, and it was featured in the motion picture Carolina Blues and performed by the K. Kaiser Orchestra. The movie was just so-so, and the record kind of was too. It debuted at number 11 on the jukebox chart this week in 1945, and it would never go any higher. A song from the class of 1945 on Seems Like Old Times. You're tuned in to Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today our entire show is dedicated to the second week of May in 1945. And from the Billboard sales chart that weekend, we're up to number 2. Here's Johnny Mercer, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Pipers.
Candy, I call my sugar candy.
Because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy.
and candy's always handy.
When I need sympathy,
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine.
Sweet tooth for your sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my Candy.
Jehovah sun will shine on the day.
There's Johnny Mercer with Joe Stafford, the Pied Pipers, and Paul Weston's orchestra. And Candy, record number 2 on all 3 charts this weekend, and it would make the top spot on both the Airplay and Jukebox surveys, the second of Johnny Mercer's solo recording career. We are dedicating our entire show to the second week of May 1945 because it's the 80th anniversary of VE Day, Victory in Europe. Germany surrendered in the morning hours of May 7th, and that was supposed to remain confidential until the following morning when the Allied leaders would make the announcement at the same time. But the news was either leaked or released accidentally, and that started a premature celebration. And then the official announcement was made from the White House on May 8th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
This is a solemn but a glorious hour. I only wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to witness this day. General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe. For this victory, we join in offering our thanks to the providence which has guided and sustained us through the dark days of adversity. We must work to finish the war. Our victory is but half won. The West is free, but the East is still in bondage to the treacherous tyranny of the Japanese.
I have the proud privilege of speaking for a victorious army of almost 5 million fighting men. They and the women who have so ably assisted them constitute the Allied expeditionary forces that have liberated Western Europe. He is G.I. Joe and his counterpart in the air, the navy, and the merchant marine of every one of the United Nations. He and his platoon commanders have given us an example of loyalty, devotion to duty, and indomitable courage that will live in our hearts as long as we admire those qualities in men.
Excitement is rampant here in Times Square today, and no wonder. Many people, of course, are celebrating, but we can't hardly blame them for that. To our right, in front of the Times building, a large crowd is gathering. Seems to be growing larger by the minute. A lot of people are up there watching the various bulletins which are being posted upon the windows. And we can see people looking from windows of buildings, from the Times building. They're sitting on the ledge immediately overhead of where the news sign used to go around the building. The ticker tape is becoming a little bit thicker now. We can see down Broadway approximately as far as 41st to 40th Street. And the ticker tape floating in the air, some of it pink, other white, and some yellow, makes rather a pretty spectacle as the sun shines through it.
In our nation's capital today, an atmosphere of calm thanksgiving permeates the city. After President Truman's victory announcement at 9 a.m., work as usual continued at the White House and in the government buildings. We still have a job to do. Tonight, the great dome of the Capitol will be ablaze with light for the first time since Pearl Harbor. Hundreds have made quiet pilgrimages to the Lincoln Memorial. And across the Potomac, the unknown soldier of the last war sleeps quietly in Arlington Cemetery.
A VE Day report from NBC News, and I have not been able to identify the announcer, but if you can, please send me a note, let me know. Now, reporting from Times Square was Bob Dixon for CBS, and you also heard General Dwight Eisenhower and President Harry Truman on VE Day, Victory in Europe, May 8th, 1945. We get back to the music from this weekend 80 years ago. This was the new one from the King Cole Trio. If you can't smile and say yes.
Knock me a kiss, you'll never miss when I'm ready to go. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. Squeeze me a squeeze in these fine clothes. I love you so. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. When I ask for a date, the answer is no. You don't know what you're saying. Don't you know the war is on? Everything is rationed. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones. 'Cause men are scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. Scarce as nylons. And if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no, 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 baby. Please don't cry and say no.
The King Cole Trio with their leader, 26-year-old Nat Cole from Montgomery, Alabama, with Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on the bass. If you can't smile and say yes. Brand new on the R&B chart, or the Race Records, as they called it back then, it would make it to number 3. Well, the number 1 song from this weekend in 1945 is coming up next on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and coming down the home stretch of today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we finish up, let me remind you about the webpage. It's oldtimesradio.com, where you'll find our affiliates list, a show schedule, plus the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand. Give us a like and or a follow on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, one more bonus record from this weekend in 1945. The latest from the Charlie Barnett Orchestra would go on to be one of their most famous instrumentals ever. This is Skyliner. 31-year-old Charlie Barnett and his orchestra and Skyliner. One of our favorite swinging numbers that came from the springtime of 80 years ago. And now, we're up to the number one song from this second weekend of May in 1945. But first, the news headlines from this first weekend after VE Day. We join Bob Trout for the CBS World News Today from Sunday, May 13th.
This is the Day of Prayer, a national day of thanksgiving in the United States and Great Britain. President Truman attended services in Washington. And in London, the King and Queen drove to St. Paul's Cathedral in the first royal procession since the war began. In the Pacific, the Tokyo Radio says the Japanese home island of Kyushu is being attacked by 900 carrier planes and also by a small force of B-29s. There is no word yet from Allied sources of this enemy-reported carrier attack on Japan, but Tokyo is adding details and says the Japanese planes have found the task force from which the 900 planes were launched, some 220 miles off the southern tip of the southernmost Japanese home island. On Okinawa, the Marines are reported to be slowly smashing their way into Amike, a suburb of the island's capital, Naha. But front correspondents reporting this advance warn us that Naha itself may not fall before at least several days more of this hard street fighting with grenades and flamethrowers. There is also hard fighting on the bypassed island of New Guinea, where Australian troops led by tanks have seized the Wewak airfield and are pushing on to the town of Wewak, the last major Japanese stronghold in northeastern New Guinea. In the Philippines, two American divisions are fighting up narrow river valleys to join a third division and cut the island of Mindanao in two. But the Japanese are resisting fiercely, and the American progress is very slow.
Bob Trout of CBS for May 1945, as our focus was turned to the Pacific Theater, and intense fighting would continue on through the summer. And this weekend in 1945, the number one song in the USA was the first one for the Les Brown Orchestra. Again, with Doris Day on the vocals, My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time.
My dreams are getting better all the time.
That's the orchestra led by 33-year-old Reinerton, Pennsylvania native Les Brown. My dreams are getting better all the time. And his girl singer, 23-year-old Doris Day from Cincinnati. That record spent 7 weeks at number one on the sales survey, including this weekend in 1945. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to having you back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.